Gold Star Family for Peace is the organization that Cindy Sheehan helped to co-found. It is for individuals who have lost loved ones in the war in Iraq and individuals who are against the war. Please welcome Nasheen Rezani.
As she said, my name is Nasheen, and I'm a very reluctant member of Gold Star Family for Peace. It's the one organization I really wish I never joined in my life. And clearly, this is a very emotional topic, so it's hard to talk about. But first of all, I'd like to thank each and every one of you guys for keeping the hope alive and just reminding the world that this movement is not an issue of just Cindy Sheehan's personality or what the media wants to make of it, but the fact that many, many Americans right now are praying and hoping and fighting for peace. And thank you for keeping it alive. My little brother was killed in Iraq almost 1 year ago. In about 2 weeks, it'll be 1 year. And it was a big shock to my family because he was sent there after his tour of duty was completed under the stop loss laws. In essence, he was drafted to be in the war. I wish there was more that I could say about him, but because he was 19 years old, I didn't have as much time to get to know him as I would have liked to have had. So one of the reasons why I keep pushing myself to be here is because I don't want you guys to ever have to go through what my family has been through over the last year. I also just don't find any solace in the rhetoric and the reasons that we've been given for why my brother was sent to this war. And I try to remember all the time the lies that we were told as to why this war started. For example, weapons of mass destruction, or the fact that Iraq might in any way be connected to 9/11. For me, the main problem right now is extremism. That's extremism in the Middle East and the United States. And I personally am looking for a way to reach out to all the moderates in the world. My family happens to be of Middle Eastern and Muslim descent. And for that reason, I know that there are a lot of moderates in the Middle East. And somehow we have to just all get together and stand up against extremism. And I want President Bush to know that it's him and his own extremism that is the biggest worry to me out of all of the extremists that he's trying to pinpoint. I also have thought deeply about what the solution might be in Iraq. I am very against the war, and I believe that the United States should draw out of Iraq immediately, but I don't think that the world should abandon Iraq. And I think that the United States just needs to be very humble in asking for a multilateral solution to the mess that's been created there. But the more I learn about it, the more I see that just the presence of the U.S. soldiers in Iraq is really fuel on the fire and really worries me in terms of creation of the severe extremist Islamic State in Iraq and the increasing amount of terrorism that we'll see in the world. So I'm calling on President Bush not only to meet with Cindy Sheehan and members of Gold Star Families for Peace, but to really maybe just hire a PhD student or somebody that knows a little bit more about the Middle East than he does, and to figure out a solution to this. I agree with him that it's a complicated thing, but that's kind of why he was elected president, because he needs to figure it out. So thank you for being here. I mean, not elected president, but that's his job. This is whether he was elected or not to do it. So thank you for being here.
Thank you.